Well, we're going to come right back and take final phone calls for the hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Tom will still take your text and tweets as well. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Next hour, we're talking monsters on Coast to Coast, so get ready. And welcome back. We're back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance, I give it out a lot because I want you to keep it. 1-855-949-7234. You can call these folks even when we're not on the air. So if you want to call them tomorrow morning, you can do that as well. 1-855-949-7234. Go ahead, Ben.
And we love taking emails, too.
Oh, yeah. So what's your email
info
address?
Health at CriticalHealthNews.com.
Health at CriticalHealthNews.com.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect. Do you participate in Doc's Friday little Zoom
Yeah, I did one together? Last week. I did it. I don't participate, but I'll do them every once in a while. They'll invite me to do one when Doc's busy or he's double booked. And I did it last week, and they're really interesting. You can get a lot of, you know, when Zoom is amazing. It's really an amazing technology because you can actually see people like
yeah, if they set it up that way, that's
yeah,
sure.
Set up, we can see 80 people, 90 people. I did one for Australia, New Zealand. They're probably listening right now, actually, or tomorrow is when they're listening, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's great technology, as you mentioned.
Great technology. I wish I bought some Zoom stock.
Oh, interesting. All right, let's go to the phones. Well, let's start with Michael in Montana. Michael, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah, yes, sir. I am a distributor for Youngevity, and it turned my life around and saved my life.
Beautiful.
I'm calling for a friend of mine. My best friend just got out of the hospital, Vietnam veteran, hero, volunteered, had a safe job, volunteered to be on a medevac helicopter, and the base he was on had Agent Orange. He's developed AML.
Yeah.
It's acute myeloid leukemia.
Yeah.
He's out of the hospital, taking a chemo. Everything's down. He had hardly any white blood cells or whatever when he went in. And now he's really open to taking this. We're trying to raise some money for him and everything. And I want to know, what would you recommend?
Get him on the Healthy Start Pack ASAP. And then I would throw in the Slender FX also because he has got to start building his body up and needs some protein. But the Healthy Start Pack, for sure, as soon as possible. If he's as nutritionally deficient as most people after they've gone through chemo, he'll notice results almost immediately. That's one of the neat things about supplementation is the more deficient you are or the sicker you are, the faster your body absorbs nutrients, just like a dry sponge sucks up more water faster than a full sponge or a wet sponge. When we're nutritionally a dry sponge, we suck up those nutrients like a dry sponge sucks up water. You will change his life with that Healthy Start Pack, and I would also throw in the Slender FX.
I wonder how many of our vets from Vietnam got bombarded with Agent Orange.
Yeah. You know, right now is about the time because they're probably all in their 70s and 80s now, and now is the time when it's going to start to show up. And, you know, I've known more than one vet who's come down with cancer and been associated with Agent Orange. I've known quite a few, actually.
What about the poor Vietnamese citizens who got bombarded too, huh?
Oh, my God.
People who lived in the villages and stuff like that?
Even after we left, can you imagine how toxic all that stuff was, the land was?
It still may be.
It still may be. It still may be.
Jeez, war sucks. Let's go to Mike, truck driving in California. Michael, go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Hey, thanks.
I'm 48 years old, 220 pounds, and I'm wanting to start a keto diet.
Nice.
But I've been hearing a lot of good things, but I also do hear some people are anti.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about the ketogenic diet because you mentioned it.
And explain what it is.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Go ahead.
So the ketogenic diet is fascinating. It was first discovered at the turn of the 20th century when they were looking for a way to treat seizures that didn't involve fasting. They've known for, you know, since biblical times that fasting calms down seizure disorders. And they wanted to come up with a way of duplicating fasting because people didn't want to fast for people who had seizure disorders. And so they looked at the chemistry of fasting, and it turns out that when you fast, you make these chemicals in your body called ketones. And so they wanted to come up with a way to generate ketones without having to make people fast, and they came up with the ketogenic diet. And the ketogenic diet mimics the biochemistry of fasting. You know, fasting is one of the all-time great health strategies, by the way. The ketogenic diet is a way for people to take advantage of the chemistry of fasting without having to fast, And it involves eating in a very unique way. Number one, it involves eating moderate protein, they say, small amounts of protein. Number two, it involves eating a lot of fat. And number three, it involves eating very little carbohydrates.
Sounds like the Atkins diet.
It's not. I'll tell you why it's not the Atkins diet, although the Atkins diet was similar. The reason it's not the
Atkins diet. They want to put you in ketosis, right?
Well, that's the idea, is they want you generating ketones. But here's where the Atkins diet went wrong. The Atkins diet didn't focus on calories. The ketogenic diet is a low-calorie diet. It's not, remember, it's a fasting diet. It's not just low, high fat and moderate protein and low carb. It's those three, but also low calorie, like a 1,200-calorie diet. Most people are getting 3,000 to 5,000 calories a day.
Right. Well, that helps you lose the weight.
Exactly. It's the low calorie. So you want a high percentage of that low calories to come from fat, and you want a very low percentage to come from carbohydrates, something like 10 to 20% from carbohydrate, something like 60 to 70% from fat, and then the rest from protein. Can you imagine 70% of your diet from fat, but it's only 1,200 calories? Most of us are eating double that in fat just with the standard American diet. And here's the thing about fat in the ketogenic diet, and this is nobody ever talks about this, George. When you eat the wrong kinds of fats, that messes up your intestine. And that causes inflammatory effects at the level of the intestine. And when you have this inflammation at the level of the intestine, all kinds of what are called endotoxins, poisons from the intestine, as well as from food, enter into the circulatory system. And this phenomena of inflammatory fats causing what's called leaky gut syndrome and endotoxin getting into the blood is behind every single health, chronic health challenge you can name. All of them. So when you start to, if you're going to do the ketogenic diet, make sure your fats are coming from eggs, from avocados, from fatty fish, not from where we get most of our fats, and certainly not margarine. Also, butter is a great fat for the intestine. So the ketogenic diet, to sum up here, is a low-calorie, high-fat, a very low carbohydrate and moderate protein diet. It is the perfect way to eat. I don't care what anybody says. It's the way human beings should eat. It puts the least amount of load on the body. And by the way, these ketones that are generated are especially important for the brain and for the heart. So this is an ideal way, not just for people who want to lose weight and for take care of their blood sugar, but also this is an ideal way to eat for people who are having cardiovascular health issues or, God forbid, a heart attack or some kind of a bypass surgery, and for Alzheimer's patients or anybody who's concerned about brain health.
All right. We have another text and tweet. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Jenny from Texas. Thyroid has been removed. Energy is so low. How can I get energy back through supplementation without damage?
Food. Food and supplements. Make sure you're on the Healthy Star Pack. I mean, the thyroid regulates the digestive system, so you're going to have a problem absorbing nutrients from food. Supplements are incredibly important. You're also going to have a problem processing food, so making sure that you're eating only pristinely. The thyroid is so darn important. They take the thyroid out. If you have cancer of the thyroid, you need your thyroid taken out. That's one thing. But they take the thyroid out now for something called Graves' disease. Have you heard of this?
Yes. Yes.
Your thyroid just freaks out. When your thyroid's freaked out, that's a sign that your chemistry's wrong. It's not a sign that a reason to take your thyroid out. Without a thyroid, you're like Joe Frazier in the ring fighting Muhammad Ali with one arm tied behind your back. And that's not going to work. So you got to really, really, really pay attention to supplementation. You got to pay attention to the foods you're eating. Make sure you're on the nightly Essence, by the way. Probiotics are especially important for hypothyroid patients. Relaxation strategies are always important, but they're extra important for somebody who's had their thyroid removed, because without a thyroid, you're running on stress hormone energy. So you have two kinds of energy in the body. You've got thyroid hormone energy, and you've got stress hormone energy. And the trick, if you're dealing with any kind of thyroid issue, or especially if you had your thyroid taken out, is to try to run as little as possible on cortisol energy, or at least to be very gentle with the cortisol. That means meditation, that means breathing, that means exercise. That means anything you could do to reduce stress, including psychological stress, is going to be very important, especially while you're eating. You know, this is true for everybody, but especially if you don't have a thyroid. When we eat under stress, or we eat when we're driving, or we eat in a lunch meeting, or even when we eat and don't pay attention, to what we're eating, to how we're eating, this puts a major burden on the digestive system. So focusing on how we eat or the environment that's around us while we're eating is extremely important for nutrient absorption, for digestive health, particularly if you're dealing with a thyroid issue or if you're dealing with a digestive or intestinal issue.
When you were going to a pharmacy school, did you ever think you'd be on a national radio show talking about this and health issues?
I never did, but you know what, George? When I was a kid, I had a crystal radio, and I used to play radio, DJ, and I've always was fast. That's why I have a degree in broadcast journalism. Radio is just such an amazing medium to me because people listen. You know, they're not distracted with seeing things.
And it's so interactive.
And it's interactive. I love the talk show. I always listen to talk shows. You know, I've been listening to you and Art Belford since the
beginning of time for both of us. Since the beginning of time.
Yeah, it seems like the beginning of time since I was a kid.
I mean, in January 3rd, I will be going into my 19th year.
I remember when you used to guest host for Art.
I know it. I was thinking of that today. It's just remarkable. Susan in Roseville, California. Hi, Suze. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
Okay.
I'm calling for my mom. Okay. She was supposed to be here today, but she got another kidney stone attack.
Oh, geez.
She's 82,
hurts.
Almost 83.
Oh, my.
And she has the ones that not as common, not the calcium formulas, but she has the uric acid stones.
Yeah.
And she gets all the symptoms, the backache, the stomach ache, the throwing up.
They have the little spikes on them. If you look at them under a microscope, they have spikes like those balls on those Viking things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and when she went to the doctor, she told her, my dad's doctor, the urology doctor, he put her, gave her a CAT scan, and she already had passed them. She didn't have any, so I don't know if they didn't believe her, but she's on Medicare, and they wouldn't give her any pain pills, saying that she doesn't have enough pain, and she's in extreme pain.
Oh, my. That's terrible. How old's your mom? Did you say 72?
Almost 83.
Oh, 83.
82.
Her mother had stones, too. We don't know what kind, and her dad had gout.
I was about to say, it all comes together. It's a syndrome. You know, it's funny because...
Drink a lot of water, Doc.
A lot of water, I was about to say. Yeah, it's dirty blood. You know, I've talked about dirty blood before. It's sludgy blood. When the blood becomes concentrated, when it becomes dehydrated, fluidized, when there's toxicity in the blood, when there's sugar in the blood, sugar is one of the all-time great sources of sticky blood, when there's these particles that are entering into the bloodstream through the digestive system that we just talked about, the blood becomes concentrated and dense, and things start to build up. It's kind of like if you've ever take a teaspoon of salt and you put it in water, it goes in, right? But you take another teaspoon, it goes in. Take a third teaspoon, it goes in. By the time you get to the fourth teaspoon, what's going to happen is you're going to start to see crystals coming out.
Yep, and it gets cloudy.
It gets cloudy. That's what happens to the blood. Over the course of time, as toxicity begins to enter into the blood, and that includes sugar, the blood becomes sticky. There's also fibers that start to form in the blood. There's pus, literally, the same kind of thing that's in pus comes into the blood. You can imagine what this is like. That's the source of gallstones. That's the source of kidney stones. That's the source of tear duct stones. That's the source of all kinds of crystallization and stone formation. So diluting the blood is very important. Like you said, George, drinking water. Also treating yourself like a diabetic, getting on the Sweeties and the ultimate niacin and ultimate selenium, the healthy brain and healthy blood and blood sugar pack, making sure you're treating yourself like a diabetic. Remember, there's only three causes of all chronic degenerative diseases and health issues: the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and what I call the adrenal thyroid complex. If you address those three systems, George, and I think it's Susan, or Susan, if you address those three points on this triangle, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid complex with supplementation, with relaxation strategies and breathing strategies and ketogenic diet and low blood sugar, it's all the same stuff. Diseases and breakdowns and symptoms are generic. They're not special. They're not unique. And you don't need 84,000 diagnoses, which is what the World Health Organization says, how many different diagnoses there are. It's all the same stuff. And I'm privy to lots of patients, so I see lots of data points. I hear lots of stories, and that's how I know that these things are generic, and that's how I know there's these basic fundamental patterns that underlie all of these seemingly disparate disease states and symptoms.
And if you miss any of this, Susan, just call this number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of it that way, 1-855-949-RADIO. And folks, for all of you, go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Lots of great information on that website, Ben.
Yeah, we got blog posts, we got videos, and Jonty and I do videos all the time, and I do my Moments of Truth videos, and they're all up there. It's all free, and it's all good health information.
Let's go to Los Angeles. First-time caller Kareem is with us. Hi, Kareem. Welcome.
Hey, Kareem.
Thank you so much, George. Honestly, this is my early Christmas present. I've been listening to you since my mid-20s. I'm almost 40 now.
Well, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Awesome.
It's just a pleasure. Ben Fuchs, I've been listening to you as well. And honestly, I just want to thank you guys because you've done so much for the community and for anyone, you know, with the alternative health, because a lot of people wouldn't get this information if it wasn't for you.
Well, thank you.
That means a lot to me, Kareem. Thank you so much.
That's very kind of him.
Yes.
Just calling to say thanks. That's cool.
That was it, just to say thanks?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful.
Good for him. Good guy. You know, it is just so important. Nothing thrills me more than when folks come up to me at live events, when we had them, and just thanks us for what you and Doc do to help them out.
Yeah,
you know, if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of the people you care about.
I'll tell you, the kind of it makes your life worthwhile. When I go to bed at night and when I look in the mirror, I want to be able to say I've made a difference in the world today. And I know you know that you feel the same way, George.
Yeah, we're not going to live forever, Ben. You know, everybody listening to this program, at one point, you're not going to be here anymore.
Isn't that interesting?
But we might as well make it the best we can while we're here.
Yes.
And
yes,
as long as you can.
Yes.
I'm in no rush to check out.
I understand. But like you say, make it the best you can while you're here. Live the best life you can while you're here. Share, love, be kind to people. That's really what's going on in the world today is a lack of sharing, a lack of love, a lack of kindness. And we're all feeling it. We're all paying the price for it.
Do you know anybody who has COVID or might have died from it?
I don't know people who have died from or who might have died, but I know a lot of people who have gotten what they call COVID, and you know, it's been for some people they've had some lingering symptoms, but for most people they 3 or 4 days and they were fine. You know, it can be serious for some people, but for most people who have serious problems with COVID, it's that, you know, I don't want to be blaming the victim here, but we pay the price. And then there's the nursing home situation, you know.
It's serious for older people and people with other illnesses.
Yes, but it's not serious for all older people.
No.
But I think the other illnesses, what you just said, is that's really the problem, the comorbidity issue. And this is, you know, what are you going to do, George? The world has enemies in it. There's adverse things in it. Everything wants to eat. We live in a jungle, George. Everything wants to eat everything else. And that's the way the world is, but we can resist it. We have a God-given ability to defend ourselves against what shows up. And our job as human beings is to make sure we're taking advantage of that God-given ability. And by the way, the mental part of it is just as important as the physical.
Oh, absolutely, especially now. Ben, we're going to take a break and come back with final calls with you in a moment. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Next hour, Lon Strickler joins us. Back with us, and we're going to talk about monsters and winged cryptids. So make sure you're part of the program. Looking forward to that. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We are on the verge of another record, Ben, with website hits. You deliver, my friend.
We're helping a lot of people tonight.
Yep, that's the name of the game, to be sure. And again, what do you recommend for Thanksgiving? They're going to eat. They're going to have just a little moderation.
Yeah, make sure you're filling up with good vegetable juices ahead of time. Like while you're waiting for the turkey to cook, make yourself a nice vegetable juice. That'll fill you up. You won't eat as much. Make sure you use your ultimate enzymes with your meals. Digestive enzymes, by the way, are not just important for digestion. They're also important for cleaning the blood. We talked about dirty blood earlier. You know, digestive enzymes will help you with back pain. They'll help you heal faster if you're in surgery or post-surgery. Ultimate enzymes are, to me, they're one of the most important products in the whole longevity line. There's also an ingredient that's in the ultimate enzymes called betaine, which is really important for the heart, for something called homocysteine.
Yep.
This is all in a digestive enzyme supplement.
Tell us again about oil of oregano.
Oil of oregano is really interesting as an antimicrobial. Kills lots of things, and it's non-toxic, including, by the way, viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Herbs in general have some really interesting cidal, that is, killing properties without causing toxicity, or at least a lot of toxicity.
Well, let me ask you something about viruses, because everybody I talk to says two things.
Yeah.
One, they say viruses aren't alive. And then in the same breath, they talk about what they need to do to kill the virus.
Yeah, that's
so
interesting.
So how do you kill something that's not alive?
You can't kill a virus because it's not alive. And by the way, what exactly life is a very interesting question. What exactly constitutes life, right? We don't really know. There's no strict definition about what constitutes life.
See, I think the virus is alive.
No, it's not. It's information. It's strictly information. Like a virus in your computer. They call a virus in your computer a virus because it's very similar to a virus, to a microbiological virus. In other words, a virus in the computer is just there to spread. And that's what information does. It spreads. Viruses are information, but they're not mere information. They're information that's in a coding, a protective coding that allows it to survive. And these little pieces, when I say information, I'm talking DNA, genetics. And these little pieces of DNA, or sometimes RNA, these little pieces of genetics are everywhere. If you could see, if we had the right detection mechanisms and we could see, you would see the entire planet saturated with viruses like water saturates a sponge. They're everywhere. And so the few that cause problems are a sliver of what's out there. In fact, many viruses are beneficial. And by the way, do you know plants get viruses? In fact, that's where they first discovered viruses, was in plants. So they're everywhere, George. It just happens to be that there's a few that the immune system hasn't figured out how to deal with yet, and so it takes a little bit of time for that to happen. And in the meantime, they can affect certain cells of the body. When they infect the cell of the body, they make that, this is the coolest thing to me, they compel that cell to make more copies of the virus, until the cell just explodes and the virus spews everywhere, and then the whole cycle begins again. It doesn't happen with a lot of viruses, but if it happens with enough, then it can cause a problem. And by the way, many of the problems associated with viruses are associated with the body's immune response to the virus, not just the virus, which is why you want to make your immune system strong and robust so it doesn't have to freak out. And that's what happens with these things called cytokine storms. So protecting that immune system. One of the good things about this whole thing that's going on today, this health challenge that's going on, is people are waking up to their bodies. They're waking up to their immune system.
I do think the one good thing about COVID-19 is exactly that. I think people are becoming more aware of what they need to do to build up their immune system for themselves.
Yes, it's becoming, even the medical model is starting to recognize vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C and even melatonin and nutritional strategies for building the immune system. Unfortunately, the politicians, and some of the politicians are happen to be medical politicians, think that lockdowns and masks and these other strategies are going to be the solution. Fact is that even though we've had lockdowns and masks, people are still getting sick. And that's because fundamentally we're not taking care of our bodies.
Let's go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Eric's with us. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Yes, hey, George and Ben.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I'm 44, 5'9", and about 205. And in February this year, I started to develop these ectopic heartbeats. Mm. And for anybody who doesn't know what that is, it's like your heart is skipping beats.
Frustrating, too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it could be scary, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so I got put on a beta blocker, and the beta blocker's done a lot of a good. I still have it, though. I just don't really feel it as much, and it's not as many. I did some research in my family, come to find out on my dad's side, we do have some relatives that do have it. It seems to all be like on our male side. And so my question is, you know, what can I do about it? And
lots
then the second thing
it.
Is,
lots
could it just be something that just runs in our family?
No. Nothing runs in the family.
It's an electrical issue, isn't it?
I was about to say, George. Good job. Yes.
I've learned from you folks.
It's an electrical issue. The electrical energy in the heart to make a heartbeat is so complicated and so tightly regulated and so choreographed that it's a miracle that it doesn't happen all the time. Ectopic heartbeats and atrial fibrillation and ventricular tachycardia, et cetera, they're all heart conductivity issues. And by the way, the electrical energy of the body is fundamental to the chemistry level. We're electrical beings primarily. The chemistry just facilitates the electrical energy. So what you're doing is short-circuiting, basically. A couple things you want to do. The major cause of the short-circuiting is going to be stress and nutritional deficiencies and sugar. So you want to take care of all three elements. Number one, relax the body. Slow, deep breathing is your best friend. A second thing you want to do is treat yourself like a diabetic. Get on the Ultimate Niacin, which is also by anything you do for your sugar is going to be good for your heart, by the way. So get on the Ultimate Niacin, which is good for your sugar and your heart. Likewise, the Ultimate Selenium and likewise Ultimate EFAs, in fact, the Healthy Start Pack, and then the Sweeties. And then the third thing is correct digestive issues, which are always at the bottom of all health challenges. If you've got that leaky gut issue we talked about earlier, you're going to have toxicity getting into the blood. That's going to rob your heart of oxygen, and the heart is obviously very dependent on that. So making sure you're taking care of the digestive system, and remember, the ketogenic diet that we talked about earlier is extremely important for cardiovascular health. There's a product Longevity has, by the way, called the Daily Digest, which is all your nutritional supplements in packets that you take every day. And if you have a hard time remembering to take your supplements, the Daily Digest is a perfect way to make sure you're getting your digestive supplements.
Eric, here's the number to call if you need any more information, 1-855-949-7234. When I was 16, Doc, I was working as a stock boy in a grocery store, and it was my first job. And I bent down, picked up some stuff, some supplies to put on a shelf, and all of a sudden I went to like AFib really fast.
You were 16?
16 years old, and I was able to slow it down. I don't know how I did it, by slow, deep breathing. And it just snapped right back into being.
That's an awesome story. Isn't that amazing? See, you got to be a believer then in slow, deep breathing.
But what do you think caused that? I went to doctors, and nobody was ever able to find that. They did say I had a little heart murmur.
Yeah, usually when you stand up out of a seated position or out of a bending down position, there's a lot of blood chemistry. There's a lot of engineering that has to kick in your blood vessels in order for the blood to flow just right. If you're under some kind of duress, if you're drinking soda pop or caffeine, I don't know if you were.
I don't think I was, but I got up really fast,
yeah,
and started just doing it.
There's a lot of adjustment. There's a lot of hemodynamic adjustments that have to take place when you change position. I mean, think about it, George. We take so much for granted. How we move our bodies requires so many different kinds of changes in vasculature and the movement of fluids just by standing up. And if everything's not operating and firing on all cylinders, yeah, you can go into something called syncope if you feel like you got to faint, or you could go into something called postural hypotension. I don't know if you've ever heard of that term. Have you heard of POTS, POTS?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a whole condition associated with that inability to adjust or compensate for movement. And guess what gland is responsible for that? The adrenal gland.
Mm-hmm.
The stress gland. So this is a sign of I don't think when you were 16, I don't imagine you had an issue with your adrenal glands, but it could have been a little glitch somewhere. But as we get older, if that occurs, you can rest assured that you're having some adrenal problems.
Let's go to Bill, Austin, Texas. Thanks for holding, Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for all you do, and hope you all have a fantastic Thanksgiving with the family. Ben, I talked to you last time you were in. I was the one that had a heart attack and was having a stent put in, was on statin. And so some of the things that you had me get on was the...
Hey, Bill, I'm losing you on the phone. Can you get closer?
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. And so I went ahead and got on to the Healthy Start Pack, the Sweet Ease, the Biogest, and I think one other item. And so my question for you today
I'm having a hard time.
Oh, yeah, he's breaking up big time. So his question probably would have been, how's he doing?
Yeah, I'd love to know how he's doing.
And, I mean, with the regimen he's on, how's he doing?
Oh, he's doing great. I mean, the regimen's great, but I'd love to know how he's doing with the how his health is.
Let me see if we can get him one more time. Bill, let's try one more time. What's your question real fast?
Okay, we're there. Okay, so I am on the when I talked to you the last time you were on, I went ahead and got the Healthy Start Pack, the Gut Health and the Sweeties, and so I've been on those.
How you doing?
I just went into, yeah.
How are you doing? How are you feeling? How's everything going?
Well, so that's my question. I have not felt any difference yet. I'm still, you know, pretty lethargic, and you know, I've been trying to watch what I'm eating and everything.
Are you breathing?
Else.
Are you doing your breathing techniques?
What's that?
Are you doing your deep breathing?
Not that.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're oxygenating. Oxygen combusts everything. It burns everything. You can't make energy without oxygen.
You have to have it.
You have to have it. So, yeah, if you have a heart attack, you probably have a history of what's called hypoxia, low blood oxygen, and also the stress that's involved. I haven't had any cardiovascular problems, praise God, but I can only imagine the kind of stress that must put you under. That jacks up your cortisol, and that makes the hypoxia even more dramatic. So, yeah, I'd be seriously practicing breathing techniques.
We have a final text and tweet from Tom. What do you have for us, Tom?
This one from JR in Wisconsin. He says, I have a bad habit of eating a brownie every day. If I'm eating healthy the rest of the time, is that going to affect me?
You know, health is on, it's a good question. Health is on a continuum.
Moderation.
Yeah, you can mitigate the damage. After you eat a brownie, drink lots of water and make sure you use your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That will help you, and that's not just a brownie. Any sweets, if you use your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and your Sweeties, actually, but especially the fluid in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, water in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you'll dilute your blood and you'll give yourself the nutrients that you need to help process that brownie. If you're doing bad things, that's more of a reason to do good things with it. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, I'm smoking, I'm not taking care of myself, I don't need a supplement. No. The more bad things you do, not only the more important it is to supplement, but as I said earlier, the faster you'll notice results.
What I'm beginning to do for a snack,
yes.
Carrots and celery with a little ranch dressing.
How
I dip
tasty
that.
Is that?
That's great.
Isn't it amazing? How about a little salt on there? Put on some Celtic sea salt on there.
Well, I think it's in the ranch dressing.
Isn't that amazing? Oh,
yeah.
It's in the ranch dressing. Oh, ranch dressing is not so great, though. But you can make your own. You can make your own with yogurt.
Well, but it tastes good. John in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, John, let's get you in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple of articles I've read. One is the problem with vaccines is the corruption of big pharma drug companies. And I think that really gets to the nub of the matter why your model, a more natural model, is not anything that is in the establishment media.
100%. And we need more people like you spreading the word and telling people. Because as long as we drink the Kool-Aid, we imbibe the information that we're being fed, spoon-fed, we're going to be victims. So we have to wake up to this idea that we have a body, we have an immune system, we have a God-given ability to withstand viruses and bacteria, and we don't have to be chronically sick, and we don't have to be medicalized. But God bless you. You know, you're one of the few. You're one of the rare people. In fact, probably a lot of people listening are like that. But the vast majority of people just have drank the Kool-Aid. And until people wake up to what's going on, the situation is going to continue. It's only going to get worse.
Do you think there's any possibility, Ben, in our waning moments here, that they could have created COVID-19 to then do the vaccine and make billions of dollars?
You know what,
would
George,
they have done that to
just
us?
Just that we have to ask that question, George, shows you how corrupt and how awful the system is. Just that we even...
So you think it is conceivable?
Of course it's conceivable.
Oh,
I don't know what it is, but yeah, any of that stuff's conceivable.
Can't rule it out.
Manipulation of the masses has been something that's been going on at a high-tech level for over 100 years, since Sigmund Freud, probably.
I mean, I've never heard them go so crazy over a vaccine in all my life.
It usually takes years for a vaccine to come.
Oh, my God. You can't get a vaccine for HIV yet that works. I mean, you look how long these diseases linger and these viruses are out there.
And by the way, George, we want to wake up to what exactly 90% efficacy is and 95% efficacy is. They throw these numbers out. Efficacy is not effectiveness. We're not going to know whether a vaccine works or not for years until they see.
Well, and I'm just concerned about the fallout and the after effects as well. And I just hope to God, Ben, they do not do anything mandatory. Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. Still go to it. Go to it all night long. And the toll-free number to call anytime you want, 1-855-949-7234.